at Sam, you have to do something, because if you didn't go, they grabbed you, you know what I mean? Unless you're in an occupation that's a reserved occupation, you know, like you were some sort of a specialist, you know, but most of us had to go along with it, you know. I was an office machine engineer, typewriters, adding machines and stuff like that, you know. Yeah. I think if had I told them I was that, I might have been reserved, and I didn't want to be reserved. I wanted to go, you know. So I joined up and told them I was a labourer. So that was it, you know. No, we first went to the States in I think it was January 1943, and we went on the Empress of Scotland, which was the old Empress of Japan, but the Japanese war had started by then, so we couldn't have an Empress of Japan then anymore, so it became the Empress of Scotland. And we went from Greenock to Halifax, and it was all full of snow and ice, you know, but we managed to, and we took a train then from there to a place called Asbury Park. That's in New Jersey, and we were there for 2 or 3 months. And then after that, it was you had to go and join the ships, like, you know, we joined it. As soon as the ships were ready for us, we had to go and join them. Then, you know, that was it. I joined mine in Philadelphia.
Good memories.
Oh, welcome memories. Oh, yeah, that's after none. You know we went to Belfast eventually after we came back from the States, like, you know, because we were based there, and that's where I met the wife. There's the wife behind there with me, of course, and that's my three daughters there next to her, and that's my sister there, who's died since, like, you know. That was a happy memory when we met Sadie. Like, she was as good as gold, like, you know. It's she died about 20 years ago now, so since then, like, I've been more or less on my own. But my three girls are very good to me, like, you know. I had two of them here this morning, like, you know, doing this and doing that, like, you know. Oh, well, yeah, all the time, yeah. I mean, not all the time, but we had a few fracas times, you know what I mean, and we had to, well, it's all in a book, really. We were credited with quite a bit of action, you know what I mean, and we actually credited with sinking at least one submarine between us. We used to do it in pairs. We couldn't just attack it unless it was night time, and you had to do it quick. We used to do it in pairs, one to keep the contact, and the other one to do the attack. So sometimes if you do the attack, the contact goes, you see. So you've got another one to keep the contact. You can go around again and again, like, until you perhaps have some results. That's the way it was. Oh, no, thank God. Once or twice we were nearly hit by aircraft, you know. It was called those days was a glider bombs. I think they were the pilots in the aircraft released this thing, and you could guide it onto your target, you know. And it sometimes hits, like, and that was the end of your ship. But this time, like, it didn't quite hit us. It hit the water about 2 yards on one side, like, you know, and we were keeled over, but there was lots of little marks, like, on the ship, like, you know, but everybody else was intact, like, you know. It was usually out when we were out on patrol or something like that, you know what I mean? If we didn't have a convoy, we used to send us out on what you call patrols, you know, six ships in a group. And they'd spread out in the Bay of Biscay mainly, you know, and then that's when because the Bay of Biscay was very handy for France, you know, because they could just come out and sort them. But we had to have be very, very careful, like, you know, and we were attacked lots of times, you know. Yeah, I was in hospital with a hernia in Londonderry, on that day. And I was pretty sure I was telling them, not at all, no. I never celebrated either the BJ day, because I was in Devonport and was skint. We couldn't go out. Could have gone out like on a bomb, but I wouldn't do that, like, you know. Well, I always look back on it as nice, like, you know, but now as I come to think about it, like, you know, sometimes I say to myself, well, it wasn't all that nice, you know, and then they had some good times, like, you know, when we came ashore in Belfast, like, we were welcomed by all the girls, like, you know, especially when the ship come in, like, I don't know how they did it, but they must have had some sort of a bush telegraph, like, or something like that, because everybody knew we were in. Yeah, well, there we are. No, I went back to my job and finished my time. So I was an apprentice, like, you know, in the office machine engineer. And when I went back, the boss was there. Well, it's the best nothing to for it. He says he didn't really want me, you know, because there's plenty nothing about. It's £3.50 a week, and that wasn't very much those days, because the average wage was about £6 or £7, you know, £3.50 a week. But I had a bit of gratuity, you know, about 70 quid gratuity that they gave you when you finished, you know, and. That's on the £3.50 a week, like I managed, like. So there was this. Philadelphia, New York. And we went to a place called Asbury Park. I suppose any old sailor that knows it. It was in New Jersey, and it was two big hotels. One was called Monterey, and the other was called. Anyway, there was two hotels right facing each other, you know, and it was a big compound, like, you know, and of course everybody if you wanted to leave, you could get leave for as long as you were back at the right time and stuff like that, you know what I mean. You could go out and you could enjoy yourself, and if you had any money, of course, you know. We had to say what we had, you know. We had a certain amount of I mean, these ships I was in, you could stay at sea for about 3 months without revictualling, you know. But what happened was, we were never actually at sea for 3 months, like, you know. I mean, a couple of months or say 6 weeks patrol or something like that was it, and we come back then.